This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly feature of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Gaines. Bedbugs are an increasing problem in the U.S. and around the world. It's not just the infestation, but also the cure that's causing illness in humans. Dr. Jeffrey Calvert is a researcher with CDC's National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. He's joining us today by telephone to discuss safe ways to prevent and treat infestations with bedbugs. Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Thank you, Bob. It's a pleasure to be here.
Jeff, why have bedbugs recently become such a big problem?
Over the past decade in the U.S., there's been a large increase in the population of bedbugs. And the reason for this is not clear. It's thought perhaps to be associated with the increased resistance of bedbugs to common pesticides, also because of increased international and domestic travel, and also because of budget cuts to pest control programs at state and local public health agencies.
How do you know if you've got bedbugs?
Well, there's two ways to do it. The easiest way is to look for the rash that develops from bedbug bites. The rash typically occurs on your face, neck, arms, hands, or actually any part of your body that's bitten by the bedbug. The rashes are small red spots that are flat and itchy, and after you itch them, they can start to swell up. The problem is, though, that only about 30% of individuals who are bitten by bedbugs develop these rashes. So if you're one of the 70%, the other way to identify bedbugs is to look for them typically in your mattress or box springs. You can see them in the seams of the box spring or mattress. Another way to find them is to look for the rust-colored blood spots from their fecal material or from their crushed bodies. And you can find those rust spots on your bedding.
Do bedbugs carry diseases?
Well, bedbugs are a nuisance and they're a pest, but they're not known to carry disease.
Is there a way to prevent an infestation of bedbugs?
There are ways to prevent infestations. One way is to avoid purchasing used mattresses or box springs. If you buy used furniture, you want to look for any signs of bedbug infestation. You can also use a protective cover to encase your mattress in box springs, and this will eliminate hiding spots for bedbugs. You can also reduce the clutter in your home to reduce hiding places for bedbugs. And then finally, if you travel, it's best to put your luggage on luggage racks, and when you return from a trip, to unpack your luggage, your clothing, directly into the washing machine and wash it with hot water.
Jeff, what's the most effective treatment for getting rid of bedbugs?
Bedbugs are difficult to eradicate. There's no one treatment that is always effective. What we recommend is an integrated pest management approach. And an integrated pest management approach is an environmentally sensitive approach that relies on common sense practices. So initially, you want to use non-chemical approaches. This would include vacuuming up any bedbugs that you can find, also laundering any bedbug-infested materials. You may also want to dispose of bedbug-infested materials. And also, you can heat either the materials that are infested with bedbugs or the areas or rooms infested with bedbugs to a high temperature, at least 113 degrees Fahrenheit for an hour. And if those non-chemical means don't work, then you want to then try pesticides. But you have to be careful with pesticides, because we recently documented people who have become poisoned by misusing pesticides to control for bedbugs. So to avoid misuse, you want to choose a pesticide that says on the label that it's effective for bedbugs. You want to read the label of that pesticide, make sure you follow the directions on the label, And because you are having to resort to using pesticides to eradicate bed bugs, that means you have a pretty complex bed bug infestation. So we would recommend that you consult a professional exterminator who's got experience with integrated pest management approaches to help you eradicate your bed bug infestation.
Where can listeners get more information about safe ways to treat for bed bugs?
They can go to www.epa.gov and in the search box type in bed bugs.
Thanks, Jeff. I've been talking today with CDC's Dr. Jeffrey Calvert about safe and effective ways to treat an infestation of bed bugs. Remember, many illnesses associated with bed bugs have resulted from overuse of insecticides or failure to wash or change bedding treated with an insecticide. If you've got bed bugs, check with a licensed professional about safe and effective ways to treat the problem. Until next time, be well. This is Dr. Robert Gaines for A Cup of Health with CDC.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.